Okay, well, that's it for this week. In closing, we have some very exciting Solaria reports coming up, and I just want to take a minute and tell you about them. August 8th, we have Open Source Ecology with Marcin Jakubowski, who's the head of the he's the head of Open Source Ecology, who is designing what's called the Global Village Construction Set, open source blueprints for the 50 machines and tools you need to invent, build, and operate a civilization without having to be dependent on Mr. Global. It was such a remarkable conversation that after we finished doing the Solaria report, we just kept recording, and I gave him a little briefing on the MIT project management system, which we'll also post up. And I ended up participating in the design sprint that Marcin has. He and OSE do a design sprint every week or two. And everybody gets online and starts designing tractors and permafracture curriculum and all sorts of other stuff. So he's somebody who's really doing a remarkable thing to help build a decentralized economy. And I think he's going to receive a lot of support from the powers that be, because if you're trying to build a decentralized manufacturing infrastructure, you certainly want it to be fashionable. And you certainly want lots of young people getting in there and learning how to make things, because, again, you're going to go to something far more distributed. So I think there's a very interesting alignment happening between all the innovators in the military. You want to bring the price of a jet fighter way, way down, if not make a spaceship more economically feasible, and what Marcin is doing to help communities rebuild. August 13th, Coming Clean, Transforming Lives Through the Power of Cleaning. I'm a person who's extraordinarily interested in cleaning, and one of the reasons is Eunice Boston, who runs a remarkable company called Partners in Grime, is a very dear friend of mine and taught me about cleaning. And when I started Hamilton Securities in Washington, I insisted that Eunice start a subsidiary in Washington and hire up and become the cleaning company for Hamilton Securities. And it was that decision that saved my life. And I'm going to tell you the story of how Eunice Boston and her cleaning team, in fact, saved my life. Just remember, when you walk out the door of your business every night, you leave behind incredible information and value in the computers, in the files. So you just do not want anybody in the cleaning company to come in. And so the Partners in Grime story is a very interesting one. Then August 20th, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, back for the second time on the Solaria Report. We'll be talking about the strategic issues facing the U.S. military. If our entire economy depends on the value of the dollar, and the dollar being the reserve currency, because we control the sea lanes and the satellite lanes and have the most powerful military in the world, it pays to understand what's happening in the military. Wilkerson is the visiting professor at the College of William and Mary, teaching courses on U.S. national security, but of course, he was the chief of staff to Colin Powell and has been the man who's been most forceful in calling Dick Cheney a liar, which takes a lot of courage. So Wilkerson is a remarkable man, and so we're delighted to have him back. Okay, so until next week with Marcin Jakubowski on the Global Village Construction Set and Open Source Ecology, please remember, don't worry about whether there or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.